The bass flute is a conventional instrument, but the two I had in the plastic orchestra were made from vinyl and PVC piping. One of the players, my friend Beatrice, had experience with the more standard curved metal version of the instrument, and we will hear from her about the differences in her experience playing both. The flutes are very large and long, making them difficult to play if you are under 6 feet tall. I, at 5 feet tall, cannot get a sound out of them. The sound of the flutes is very quiet, so for it to be heard amongst many of the higher, piercing sounds of the plastic orchestra, we had to amplify the instruments using microphones. We didn't get to perform the piece live with the flutes amplified, but I do have audio from the day we tested the flutes using the system in Grant Recital Hall. As you can hear, the sound is rather haunting and dark. I especially love the sound of a deep trill. It reminds me of wind passing through a cave. I think these instruments are really beautiful, and they can create a nice deep foundation underneath the rest of the sound of the plastic orchestra.
And like, this goes for the PVC bass flute and also for, like, the metal bass flutes I've played before. I always loved the size of it and the vocal quality that comes along with that. Because as, like, playing a regular flute, it's really small, and often, so then transitioning to something that's much bigger where you can, like, really feel the vibrations is such a cool feeling. It makes me feel really, like, it's really intense. It makes me feel really powerful.
One thing to note, it was rather difficult for Beatrice and even our very tall friend Will to play every note on the flute's body because the holes are so far apart.
Yes, there's the physical limitation sometimes. Like, I know Will Kimball was able to have, like, both sets of holes closed, but, like, I could literally only reach the first one. Because it's, like, normally in a bass flute, you'd have the head joint curve, but it's, like, you can't do that with a PVC.
Because of this, the range of notes we were able to use was rather small, so I decided to focus on the flute's timbre and sonic effects over pitch material. For example, in movement 5, the bass flutes hold a long drone while the highest instruments in the plastic orchestra play a chromatically shifting melody 2 or 3 octaves above. This creates the effect of 2 different sound spaces existing simultaneously, and I hoped this would be extremely effective once the bass flutes were amplified. To get an idea of what it could sound like, here's a clip of the volume test from that day in Grant, so you can hear the effect of the bass flute against the high and bright melodica. I'll leave you on a bit of a destructive note. It is possible to remove the head joint of the bass flute and produce sound from that alone. If you cup your hand against the joint and shake it while playing, you can get a very cool effect.